Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Professor S.J. Olshansky, welcome to KCBS. Good to have you on today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, let's address this rise in life expectancy. Why are we living so much longer than our ancestors?
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic. I mean, back in 1900, life expectancy for a baby born was around 50. Now it's closer to 80. Historically, we've never seen anything of that magnitude, any sort of increase of that magnitude. Most of that gain was a result of reductions in early age mortality, saving children from infectious diseases. Public health was a major contributor. Later in the century, reductions in death rates at middle and older ages due to modern medical technology. It's been a remarkable ride in the last 125 years.
Very interesting. We're already starting to get some questions in from KCBS listeners. But first, let's look at the difference between lifespan and health span. I think we all understand what a lifespan is. What's a health span?
Well, actually, we all understand what that is as well. So lifespan is how long we live. So if somebody lives for 80 years, their lifespan is 80 years. If they were healthy for the first 75 of those years, that would be their health span. And then the difference between the two, the remaining years, would be something that we call the care span. That's a time period when frailty and disability may be higher. So it's really just how many years of life we are likely to be healthy and how long we live. And the difference between the two is what we really most need to be concerned about.
Well, I guess the goal then is to have your health span come as close as you can to matching your lifespan.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's the one Hoss Shea argument, basically suggesting the preferable scenario is we're healthy right up until the day that we die, and then we go down quickly. It doesn't always happen that way. It often does not happen that way, but that's really the goal of medicine and public health, is to keep us as healthy for as long as possible.
We have a good question from Robert I want to get to in just a moment. But first, you talked about how people born in, 1900 lived on average 50 years. Now they're living 80 years. So, I mean, does it continue to grow exponentially? Are people going to be living to 120 or 150 as we move forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. So since the majority of the gain in longevity historically was a result of saving the young, that can only happen once. We've succeeded. It's been a wonderful set of advances in medicine and public health. But now the game that we're playing, the longevity game that we're playing, is different. than the one that we played a century ago. Then we were saving the young. Now we have to save people at middle and primarily older ages, people over the age of 65. And now aging gets in the way. And once aging gets in the way and we realize that aging currently, anyway, is inherently unmodifiable, we run into a wall. Now, it doesn't mean we can't modulate or modify aging in the future. I think we can. But we can't do it now, which means when we succeed in allowing enough people to live long enough to be exposed to aging, the rise in longevity has to slow down, and that's exactly what's happened in the last 15, 20 years.
So the 60% gain from, say, people born in 1900 to people born now, that, you know, that extra 30 years, it's impossible to keep up that pace as we move forward.
Yes, unless and until we can slow the biological process of aging, saving the young can only happen once. So adding 30 years to the life of an infant is one thing, and we did it. We succeeded. But adding 30 years to the life of a 70, 80, or 90-year-old, well, that's far more difficult. And now something else is getting in the way, and that's the world that we've created for ourselves. Keep in mind, the rise of heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, a lot of the things that we see expressed at older ages is a consequence of success, not failure. We have to live long enough to see these aging-related events occur. That's what we've done. It's been an enormous success of medicine and public health, but now we're paying the price for these extended lives.
We welcome your questions to Professor Olshansky at askus@kcbsradio.com. Robert, KCBS listener, dropped us an email asking, what role do advance directives play in aging well, and how should these change as circumstances change? I guess Robert is talking about what, DNRs, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. Everyone really should have an advance directive. It's basically a set of decisions that are made well in advance of things that go wrong so that you could tell your loved ones what to do, under certain conditions. I was actually just looking at the advance directive that my mother had that she created for herself in her mid-80s. But having those doesn't influence any of these population-level statistics. These are all decisions that we make at the individual level to try to deal with what happens near the end of life, and the best kinds of decisions that are made for people that are approaching the end of life and their surviving relatives and friends.
All right, Robert, thank you for that question. Another question from a KCBS listener here. Interesting. With the current war on vaccinations of fatal diseases, do you see life expectancies dropping for the next generation?
Yeah, that is a great question. So there is a fear among those of us in public health that if we fail to continue this effort to vaccinate young people, that we're going to see the return of diseases that we hadn't seen in a long time. It's already begun with measles. I fear polio is going to make a comeback if people stop using the polio vaccine. Keep in mind that these vaccines work, and they work incredibly effectively, but they work primarily at the population level. In other words, when you get a large enough percentage of the population using them, you achieve something called herd immunity, which is basically another way of saying, as a population, we've succeeded in reducing dramatically the ability of these diseases to spread, kill people, cause disease. And unfortunately, vaccine hesitancy is moving us back in the direction of thresholds below herd immunity. So yeah, you can expect to see many of these infectious diseases that we succeeded in combating make a comeback, and that's one of the big fears of public health.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Statistically, people in the U.S. are living with illness longer now than we did, even 25 years ago. Are chronic illnesses taking up a bigger portion of our lives and really eating in to quality of life? I guess it gets back to lifespan versus health span.
Yeah, also a good question. So what's happening is modern medicine is doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is combating disease, saving lives. And, you know, if you've got listeners, you know, over the age of 50 or 60, the vast majority of the people that are listening that are of that age are alive because of medical technology. It's been a remarkable run in the 20th century. But these types of medical technologies can only achieve so much. And you run into some basic fundamental barriers that are associated with the basic underlying biology of our bodies. And that's the situation that we've created for ourselves. So when you push out the envelope of survival deeper and deeper into older and older ages, and you don't alter the biological process of aging, then you extend the period of frailty and disability. Some rise in the Alzheimer's disease, some problems associated with cancer are occurring not because of failure, they're occurring because of success in enabling people to live longer with these diseases. So it's not surprising that we see increases in frailty and disability across time, and that will continue unless we find a way to modulate or slow the underlying biological process of aging that's contributing to most of what goes wrong with us as we get older.
You're listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. Today we're looking at living longer versus living better. Is longer life a better life? With Professor S.J. Olshansky, aging researcher and professor of public health at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Another good question here from KCBS listener John. John says, my doctor told me that everyone sees a 1% decline in kidney function every year after age 40. Doesn't that put an absolute cap on how long we can live? John, thank you for the question, Professor.
Yeah, also a good question. So I don't know the exact percentage. I'll let's assume that that's correct. 1% decline. Yeah, that's not the only cap, by the way. Keep in mind, we have a limited number of muscle fibers. While we can increase our muscle fibers through exercise, we begin losing them. We have a limited number of neurons. We begin losing those earlier in life. So there are plenty of caps that exist. That's one of them, kidney function, but there's lots of other brick walls or caps, if you will. And of course, we're doing everything we can to combat those. With kidney function, there are drugs or medications that work effectively. Eventually, of course, kidney transplants. Maybe there'll be some genetic engineering that will allow us to transplant new versions of our own kidneys in our bodies at a future time. I'm optimistic that this type of technology will happen. But right now, John is right. There are plenty of caps that exist that limit how long we can operate these bodies. I actually published an article in 2001 in Scientific American entitled If Humans Were Built to Last, where we discuss some of these types of caps that exist. So it's a really interesting comment and question.
Now, here's a good one. What are some misconceptions about our 80s and 90s that folks might still have? And as we age, do you see a growing concern about age discrimination?
Well, for sure, growing concern about age discrimination. But let me tell you why I like this question. So currently, I'm 71 years old. When I was in my 30s and 40s, I honestly didn't know what my 70s were going to be like. You know, it's sort of like traveling to a foreign country. You know, you can imagine what it's like when you haven't gotten there yet. But when you get there, you look around, and you go, yeah, you know what? The food's not so bad. It's pretty good, you know, out at this age. And so I think probably the most important message to convey to people is that if you can make it out to these older ages healthy, and of course, a lot is within our control, getting out to these older ages is a blessing. It is a wonderful advance that we've created for ourselves. And so one should not look at old age in a negative light. If under the right conditions, it can be a wonderfully positive experience. I'm happy to be out at 71. Life hasn't been this good, and I'm really enjoying it out here. You know, it's like I said, it's like going to a foreign country. You don't know what it's like till you get there. When you get there, it's like, hey, this is a pretty cool place. I'm glad I'm here, and I think you're going to find that this applies to a lot of people in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s. It's like, yeah, they're happy and enjoying life even after 7, 8, 9 decades of life.
Yeah, every year is uncharted territory. Professor, unfortunately, our time is running short. We've had so many great questions coming in from listeners here. I want to leave it with this. You talked about how medicine, you know, whether it's vaccines or whatever, have helped extend our lifetimes, the polio vaccine and things like that, measles. Somebody out there is going to cure cancer someday. And we have so many people who die from cancer now. Is that, you know, Joe Biden had his cancer moonshot that he wanted. Is that going to happen? And that will that exponentially push our life expectancy higher if we can somehow eliminate a major cause of death?
It will not. Curing cancer would yield about a 3.5-year increase, maybe only a 3-year increase in life expectancy for the population. And the problem that's going on here is a phenomenon called competing risks. Once you get individuals out to older ages in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, multiple diseases, aging-related diseases, are competing for the lives of individuals. So you eliminate one, two more crop up in their place. It's like a big game of whack-a-mole, where each disease is a mole. One goes down, two come up. It's one of the reasons why those of us in the field are now zeroing in on the underlying cause of many of these diseases, which is the aging process itself. So curing cancer, while I would like to see it happen, is not going to make us live a whole lot longer than we do today. And the same thing applies to heart disease. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be trying. We should be, but don't expect to live a whole lot longer as a result.
Wow. It's a fascinating discussion. We are out of time for now. S.J. Olshansky is an aging researcher. And we don't mean he's an aging researcher. He's an aging researcher and professor of public health at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Professor, thanks so much for coming on. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.